sucks, I'd be like, yeah, exactly. Couldn't stop.
We did get trumped.
True, and we didn't stop.
All the pussies we know were like, this is horrendous.
True.
Dude, we got whistleblowers, bro.
True.
We got former friends whistleblowing on Twitter.
Yeah, dude. People that got our contact info being like, well, for one thing,
they said the word faggot twice last week. Sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have. They all like loved being able to take pain. That was like their big fucking thing. Like if your mom cried while giving birth to you,
yeah,
everybody in the tribe was like, you're a fucking fag.
Really?
Like that stayed with you. So even moms had to be like tough as fuck the whole time. Like wild shit.
And so it's possible. It's possible for a woman to give birth, not even just like
naturally,
even just kind of like, they complain?
Not allowed to complain, dude.
Crazy. So it's possible.
The tribes had some good ideas, dude. Curious. They had basically a quit you policy to women.
Like knock off.
Quit your bitching, dude.
Well, if you're doing what they want, you're the best.
Oh, yeah.
They shower you with praise. As soon as they don't like something, they're like, their brain is just like, oh my God, the podcast is ending. That guy's a fucking fag. And it's just like, you know, that's the other thing too. You lose translation of like if people are kidding, you know, all this stuff. But yeah, man, it was a tumultuous day, dude. I mean, I take full responsibility, dude. I fucked up.
Really?
It was my bad. Yeah. It's my bad.
He would sit on like my dad or my brother's lap when they were doing the excavator. And there was like, I would sit there with the laborers and this one guy would be like, you get that boy pussy, Kevin. And they'd be like, dude, stop. You cannot fucking say this is the fucking like heir to a $1 billion real estate. This guy's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody should rape that kid, huh? Shovel.
What?
If Tourette's is like, say the worst thing possible, especially in today's climate, just hitting him.
Oh,
it's like, fuck George Floyd. She's like, damn it. Sucking boys.
Yeah, Shane was talking about fucking children who can beat him up.
True, that's where it was. I think that's where it came from.
Damn, that would suck to go in there and get my ass kicked while attempting to rape a house. Just get jumped. Probably they'd dance on you, which would actually be.
They can be like Flight 91.
It would be Flight 93. It would be that, dude. I'd be like, nobody fucking move, and they'd be like, let's kill this motherfucker. I'll be like, I'll crash us all anyway.
It's just you jerking off as you get beat up.
That's one of the funniest hate crimes of like having a mathematical debate.
I'll give you 5 million.
That's as far as I can go.
Yeah.
The less anti-Semitic you are, meet you the in more the middle you, here. I thought it was 12 million, to be honest. All of my sources, I thought they actually killed all the Jews besides Adam and Eve.
That's a sick woke take. It's like, actually, it was like 25 million Jews.
That is pretty tight.
Good
and
start.
They were all black.
I could see being like, I don't know, both those sides did a lot of fucked up things, and he was kind of the underdog.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if I lived in any country besides America, and some guys like, yo, we're gonna go fuck up America, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck them up.
That'd be, I mean, dude, imagine watching Star Wars and being like, you're telling me I could go do that? Like, sign me the fuck up. I'll fuck yeah.
But I mean, imagine if Bin Laden was attacking China. If he was blowing up buildings in China, I'd still kind of be like, Bin Laden guy kind of rules, huh?
Yeah, big time.
His line from the movie. That didn't change any comedy at all.
Imagine waking up the next morning with like dried kid cum in your mouth.
Oh my God, dude.
I gotta change, man.
Imagine getting charged for the water you use to clean kids cum out of your mouth.
You could crack roofie open a bottle of Evian. Oh man. Damn, right, what would he say to a kid after he roofied them?
What would Chris Tucker say? What would I say?
What would Chris Tucker say after he roofied a kid and the kid fell asleep?
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, or...
You just got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
And if they didn't, why not? You know what I mean?
I bet they didn't. I bet billionaires that fuck 17-year-olds is probably pretty prevalent to the point where it's like, well, I think they're busting Jeff. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, I bet it was not even like...
Yeah, if you
the thing he has? It's like, oh, yeah, he has that. What's the thing this billionaire has? Oh, he has a enclosure of giraffes that we go shoot in the fucking head when we're at his house.
True.
Like all this weird shit these, you know?
Or
so
like,
I bet the sex rings of, you know, I was going to say hot 17-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, the marketable 17-year-olds, sexually marketable.
Now, I think it does range from like what was that that age range Epstein was working with? I think that was like 14. I think he got a little low.
Might be hitting some 30s.
How low can you go?
He was probably hitting some 30s. On the boat. So, and obviously, too, like if you're once you're in that, like, you know, once you start selling coke, someone's going to ask for some heroin. So like if you're, you know, if you're the man getting 13-year-olds, bro, hate to break it to you, you're also the guy getting 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, or you know the dude who does.
How do you break into that conversation? Like, say you and me have a nice, healthy 17-year-old ring.
Sure.
Sure. All right. Just a red blood American 17-year-old sex ring.
We're supporting young, like, sex workers.
It's like, do you break into that by being like, yeah, man, there's nothing wrong with this. This isn't pedophilia, but like, God, isn't it weird when dudes like want to fuck like a 9-year-old?
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, be like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Like,
I don't know, man. I thought about it. I don't know if it's that weird. Do you want to get some 9? You want to try?
Or just be like, my cousin does that.
You got to eat.
He's wild.
I tell him, I'm like, you got to fucking knock it off.
Like, I like blondes, big tits. He likes 9-year-olds. And, you know, he's crazy. Look,
he's crazy.
I can get him over here. You should meet him. He's crazy. But
yeah, he's going to bring some over. I'll tell him that. You want me to bring him?
Yeah.
I would bring him.
Homeless dudes are just the cows for the slaughter.
What do you mean?
Just grab them and
pull
them up. Yeah,
milk them.
Take them to the hair cuttery and fuck them.
Yeah. I'd like to get my hands on
them. I was thinking about like 60. There has to be dudes that want to like 69, like dudes straight off the street and just bask in that.
I saw a homeless lady reading the other day. It made me laugh.
Really?
She was reading. She was sitting there like covered, like blankets set up everywhere. She was reading.
48 Laws of Power.
Yeah, she was reading The Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Really? Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, we're in. Yo, what's up? It's Brad.
What's up? It's Bryson. Are you 14 and on TikTok? I hope your pussy's wet. I'm 21. Haha, I'm a... Welcome to
Hawkeye TikTok.
Welcome to Hot Sway House. I hope your pussies are out. We're gay boys. We're here with our gayest boy, Tim.
That's Tim with a U.
Kind of like cum.
That is the face. You're always on the edge of coming. You're just like.
You got to smile, though. TikTokers have this killer smile.
They do.
It's like when they used to dance and they like stick their tongue out and smile.
It's like they used to put Vaseline on cheerleaders' teeth.
What?
Yeah, they probably put some Vaseline on their teeth. So they're like.
Yeah, dude. That I somehow fell into a
hole
of hot 10-year-old boy.
Were you on R Goomed?
No, I was on. I don't know. It was trending or something on Twitter where that one kid had a party in L.A. like a mansion party of just unimaginable. It was gold, dude. If I get in one of these,
you have to get.
I would be like Ted Bundy.
What are you going to
do? In like a sorority house, dude. If I get in one of these TikTok kids' houses,
you're gonna kill
room to room, taking them.
You're gonna kill them.
I'm gonna have my way with them and probably execute these boys first chance I get.
Some of them are good kickboxers, dude.
Dude, that was making me laugh so hard when I found out that they would definitely just tune us up. I mean, like if you and me were like, yeah, you guys are fucking gay, just get the shit beat out of us.
You have to be. If you're that hot,
yeah,
you have to fight off, you know, people who might come into your mansion.
That was the guy. And once I looked it up, I remembered who it was. They were boys with that one boxer that's an absolute Adonis.
Yeah.
You know that kid?
Which one?
I think it's Ryan Garcia.
Yeah.
I think that's his name.
Yeah, but that was his boy who – that was like – so they all have a slightly less hot sidekick.
Nobody's hotter than Ryan Garcia.
Ryan Garcia is the hottest, but that guy was Ryan Garcia's slightly less hot sidekick.
Yes.
And then that guy's slightly less hot sidekick
– is getting hotter, dude.
Looks like my math teacher, Mr. Horn. No. His slightly less hot sidekick is like a short Italian dude with a bowl cut.
He's an apprentice hot guy.
He went too not hot. Girls do this. On all of girls' dating profile pictures with their friends, they have all girls have like a fake relationship with a girl who's like not as hot as them, so they can
portly,
take pictures of them.
Homely, homely sidekick.
They took note from girls and like, oh, I need a slightly less hot sidekick so my TikTok pops.
Jesus,
because it's too disorganized. If you have guys who are like all the exact same hotness, unless they're all
no, they
brothers,
do. The one does, dude.
Who is it? Which one's that?
One of them has it. One of my guy, the main guy.
One of the main hot guy houses.
Taylor's sidekick is also jacked. Tanner. He's more tan. Equally hot.
And his name's Tanner.
I think Tanner might surpass Taylor
With an E. Taylor with an E.
Taylor.
That's a battle, dude.
Who? Which one's
and
Tanner?
They all, I think they all spawned from about Logan Paul.
Are you talking about Tanner?
Probably. This all started from Logan Paul filming a Japanese dude that killed himself. And it's spawned.
What'd you say? I was asking John, like, he wants to go to space so bad. Would you like to visit any of the Holocaust sites? Maybe give, like, a Holocaust After Dark tour, talk about all the naughty stuff that happened there.
Oh.
There's probably, I mean, to be fair, yeah.
I'll tell you right now, those 8-man bunk beds were creaking.
You think so?
No, oh, I know so.
And then chop it up. Like, what's after we're done fucking, like a horse in the glue factory, it's like, all right, I'll chop it up.
Yeah,
sell,
you think when like a sex slave like breaks its leg, like, ah, we gotta just put this thing down.
For sure. For sure. Would be funny if we made contact and they came out and said, like, de facto, like, we think it, and they translate it, and like, they actually, sir, they think Asian accents are funny. And then some white lady has to be like, do like a science thing, be like, actually,
yeah. The aliens are wrong. They just vaporize her. Yeah. Like, oh, they're right. They're right. They're like, I bet you were right.
What if Martians sounded Asian? Like,
oh,
like, I'll be honest, there's a very good chance they do. There's almost no chance they don't.
You think so?
Oh, we're coming to so much a piece for you. There's like, so much a piece here.
And they come down like, me around, just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we like dear goof. Anyway, white people rule. Just like, white people were right this whole time.
We've come to speak to Trump. Yeah. Never, no, no.
Where is David Duke?
I as a 35-year-old world-class entertainer, feel like we have a bond and we need to go to the Bahamas.
Damn, think about how horny Michael Jackson must have been when he saw Home Alone. Oh. It was just like, holy shit, that's a piece of ass.
Seeing him invade all those adults.
I gotta get that little motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. That was like his R&B chick.
That is funny. Just being like, whoa. Did he see Home Alone before he buff-fucked Michael McCauley?
I'd have to do I'd have to do a little more investigation.
I think that it must have been after.
Probably. I don't think he just kind of.
I don't think he was on his radar until Home Alone hit.
He only had the primest, dude.
Until that blockbuster hit. Damn, MJ just in the theater's like, oh, this guy's such a good actor. I want to get to meet him. I want to be his friend.
Man, I'd like to meet that little motherfucker. Oh, shit, I'm going to fuck his ass.
No, he was making
them. That's what they were saying. He was making them go over and over and over to where he's like, yeah, you'll be seeing
it. Also sounded like he was just a good coach.
You think?
I listened to a couple lady interviews, now minus the sexual assault part.
Of course, okay.
But all the women were like, he worked us so hard. He worked us too hard. And it was like, we did win gold at the Olympics. It's like, okay, well, then don't play for the team. I've never heard a New England Patriot be like, oh, fucking Belichick's, you know, he worked us too hard.
Yeah.
It's like, count the rings, dude.
True.
Every good coach gives sexual assault, though. You know, a little smack on the front.
No, it's embedded in sports culture.
Yeah.
A little friendly fingering.
Him like killing
13-year-old.
Yeah, just killing himself before trial is the ultimate move, dude.
That was insane.
Just them being like, it's been made, just this saying, just knowing you're going to kill yourself and having confidence going around, like people, like the victims' families being like, have fun rotting in prison the rest of your life and just being like, well, I bet you I don't. That's all. I've been laughing so hard. They're like, yeah, well, we'll see your ass in court. He's like, I'm actually not going. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, like being like, you can't do this role unless you blow me. And they wanted
it. No, that's fucked up. I'm not saying it's not fucked up, but at the same time, it's like the fact that they're not talking about the women that whose backs are literally to the wall.
Oh, I hear you.
They have to do that job.
If I was a girl and that happened to me, I'd end up, and I'm not bullshitting, I would end up probably being the director eventually.
People's heads.
Yo, I'm John from ISIS. I'm about to chop this infidel's head off.
Whoa. Don't be racist against ISIS. They've got enough troubles.
You're about to join up.
They've got enough on their plate.
Yeah, I'm sorry, ISIS.
I'm going to meet them. Like, what's up, brothers? You guys also should just be Christians. Knock off that weird shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Enough of the fucking malarkey.
Muslims believe in Jesus.
They do.
They just believe that he's not the shit.
He's not Allah.
Yeah.
There can only be one Allah.
What book? Yaki Way, Carlos Castaneda.
Rules. Although that guy turned out to kind of freak out, convince people to kill themselves.
Dude, it happens.
True.
Sometimes that's the answer.
True. I mean, maybe not. That was just his trip.
No, can we not do that right now?
No.
With your cats, you just can't pen. You can't penetrate.
They are sexual animals.
It's time. We should tell people, you know, we should spread the word.
I think we are doing that right now.
Yeah, like don't.
That's true,
know.
Yeah.
There's like, a lot of people listening to this looking at their cat a little differently.
You're going
to
check your analytics and it's going to be like twice the downloads when this episode hits.
I want to say, what's the Nambla for like, just like, like stroking with your, you know, you just
cat
like
cuddle association.
Yeah,
for,
just something.
Just start it.
For something. Lonely women. It's
a National Meow Boy Love Association. Yeah, yeah.
Let's just do cat cuddle club and then it's like spell it with like three K's or something. You know, it's like nothing. I don't know. Just to be like quirky, you know?
True.
Question I have, just in case someone says I did something.
Yeah.
That's,
you know.
Do you think that's what Kelly was doing in his house? R. Kells? He's like, I know I'm pissing on a 14-year-old, but she might try to spin the narrative.
She might try to make me look bad.
Have you guys ever seen that video?
Yes.
I'll be honest. I'll tweet at him.
You should.
I say, you fucking fine-ass freak.
You oh, what does your big-ass dick throw off your swing, dude, when you're throwing the ball?
Bitch. Psst.
Come on, dude.
Give me an ugly guy.
Just launching it.
I don't think
who's the ugliest quarterback ever? I feel like this is how I have fun. And
I have fun. I say the worst thing I can think of.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't understand, dude. I try to explain to people, dude. I'm like,
you don't understand.
Dude, I remember when I was working with my dad and like my uncles were sitting out there, and I think I've told this before, but a truck driver ended his life tragically. And we all caught the news of this guy's suicide and we just went, we fucking laughed at him because he was really, really short.
Yeah, so him killing himself was funny.
We all paused and someone was like, what, did he hang himself on the doorknob? And everyone laughed and we just like went back to like pushing rocks with bulldozers.
It's the only way you can survive pushing rocks with bulldozers.
I know. It's like, oh, that guy we used to make fun of all the time hung himself. We went,
What a loser.
Pussy.
That's not our fault. Blood's not on everyone's hands in this room.
Text threads. He started grooming a girl at 13 years old.
Ooh.
He's got his text thread. He's 45.
Yeah.
He's got a text thread with a 15-year-old where he's talking about how obviously his dick's bigger than her boyfriend's dick.
Swag.
You got to check that shit out.
I mean, factually, he's probably right.
It's all connected to the Bronfmans, which is connected to the JFK assassination, which is the anniversary today.
Yeah, true.
So think about that.
I didn't even think about the
anniversary. Think about that, dude.
True.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know he was getting on. I know he had that weird setup where like he made everyone in his organization kiss each other on the lips so like no one could tell who was fucking who. Or really that he was like fucking everyone's wives and girlfriends.
He was fucking people's daughters and stuff.
Oh, he took
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not
took it
the wives.
He crossed the line.
He was fucking little girls. Yeah.
He crossed the line.
Oh, he started fucking little girls?
He started fucking girls that were working for him's daughters.
So why was that documentary about a bunch of 35-year-old dumbasses?
This is season two.
Because at first he tricked the rest.
Yeah, season two is like when they started doing that stuff.
That's what the bleep. That what the bleep guy. I was like, what the bleep? What the bleep is going on?
Oh, yeah.
What the bleep do we know? I thought he fucked my wife. It turns out
he was like, I'm 7.5 fully hard. You know, your boyfriend's only 6.7.
Damn.
I didn't see the show.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm just like, yeah, man.
He said your boyfriend's only 6.7. How did he know the boyfriend's dick?
Probably measured him, bro.
Dude.
True.
You getting probably next to him and not getting a hard measurement?
I mean, dude, I obviously.
Where'd you measure from?
I push down to get the root, bro. Yeah. I dig up a little bit of soil.
Measure from the sack, dude.
Yeah, I dig up a little.
I lay down, get hard. Yeah. Measure from sack.
I got the mulching mound. I fucking dig that up a little bit and get down to the roots.
The 15-year-old girl slammed him because he was like, I'm 7.5 when I'm fully hard. And she's like, you haven't been fully hard in a long time.
Oh.
He's 45.
How old was
she? 15.
God damn, they're powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yikes.
Whoa. I mean, at 15, does it had to do with a line like that?
I mean,
age is a number for Bill, dude.
That's what you're doing?
What the heck are you so defensive about?
I'm not defensive. I'm fucking pissed.
Why?
So you can't
fuck win. If I'm big, I'm the fattest guy in the world. If I'm skinnier or lose weight, I have AIDS. So,
yo, Bill, it's all right here, bro.
I know.
It's all right here.
You're all heart, bro.
You are all heart.
No, I'm saying it's all right here, bro. If you feel big, you are big. If you feel big, you are big.
Nah, I mean, I feel fine. I feel pretty good right now. I mean, cut out most of the seed oils. Nice. Fucking feel pretty nice.
What the fuck is that stupid ass face?
I just remembered I was having a serious conversation with my ECW last night.
No, stop. Can't give it away. Give it away now.
Teasing. But I did. We were like having a serious conversation. I walked to the bathroom. I was like holding a book and I looked down at a tiny flaccid penis and I like just slowly positioned the book over my penis. Was like, I mean, another thing that's not so.
Wait, you're ass naked having conversations holding a book?
All the time.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I walk around naked in my house and I'm done.
That's worse than when whacking off.
When the day's done, how are you? How
that's gay.
Have
whacking
you ever
off.
Been hit
walking
with
naked? How so?
That's just feral, dude.
The day's done. I'm naked. When I'm done and the kids are asleep, I completely shed my guard.
You don't think anyone's catching a peep?
Through where?
Any window? Like there's
it,
no
that's
shot.
On them. I've said it before. That's purely on them.
You're
I laughed one time to the people behind me. The people who live behind me, we're all out together. And I'm like, if someone sees my dick in the window, that's on them. And they both just got real quiet. I was like, fuck.
That definitely happened.
And I was like,
Have you ever experienced any ED with the ECW?
No. Never. That's one thing, bro.
It's going to be so apparent what this is. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you never with
Bay.
Dude,
quite the opposite.
Never with Bay.
Quite the opposite.
I'm just curious.
No problems.
No, for sure. I'm saying quite the opposite. It's like, I can't stop loving you.
Yeah.
God damn it, my body wants you so bad all the time.
Oh man. Delete all this.
It's a joke. How did your lifting sesh go?
Lifting sesh?
Stunk. Why?
I looked like a fucking moron, dude.
Are you taking any sort of supplements? Or
like, why, dude? You can't take supplements and lift once every 3 weeks.
That's weird because I thought you were sponsored by supplements.
Yeah.
Yeah, what nootropics, dude.
Brain supplements.
Heart
and what's
could have fooled me.
Heart and bone?
Oh, those things? Heart and soil, those are bro. Good.
Yeah, that's more for internal. That's like internal organisms.
I thought he was talking about weight. He's talking about weightlifting supplements.
Pre. I've had every fucking pre-workout under the sun.
How they work.
Look how sleepy he is.
He has like 5 gym memberships.
Look how tired Bill is.
I'm not tired at all, brother.
Are you really?
Huh?
That's crazy. If I
dude, they make you like sign a pact with God to fucking get off.
You can get out of them, dude.
I know.
If you go there and be like, dude, I'm actively suicidal, go to the guy and say, I'm actively suicidal. I need to get out of this.
I'm not going to fucking lie to him and say, guys, I got to get out of here.
I mean, would any of us be lying if we went to the gym and like, yo, I'm actively suicidal. I need out.
Dude, you get a haircut.
I'm suffering from suicidal ideation. I need out of this membership.
You know what's making me
fucking
upset?
I'm going to fucking kill myself if you guys don't let me out.
Have you considered how you would do it?
Of killing myself?
Yeah.
Matt would go fucking Harry Carey.
He would say that he would probably do jumper. The first stab
probably
and be like,
probably more of a jumper. I'm more of a jumper.
Yeah.
Just you're like, a jumper?
Jumping. Jumper
nuts,
would be
you ever get
nuts.
Close to a thing and you're like,
I used to work on scaffold,
like,
bro.
Do it.
I used to work on scaffold.
You look down
80 something feet in the air just staring at the ground.
It's like holding a gun.
I wouldn't blast myself.
Anytime you hold a gun, you're just like, good.
Yeah.
Good. I wouldn't blast myself.
Anytime I hold a baby.
What?
Oh, I can smash. Just,
what if
I threw it against the wall on this whole party? You know?
You're fucking psycho.
You know when somebody hands you a baby at a party and you go...
That's that king fucking
bro,
fight.
Yeah, that's
threw it against
that's
the wall.
That's what I'm saying. That's the king. That's
destroy all the firstborns. Destroy all the firstborns.
That's the king stuff. I'm like Willow. Dude. I'll try to take the baby. I'll Willow out. You're a fucking king, dude.
You'll hide it. You'll take it from me and run. And I'll
fucking
say,
save
where
the baby.
Is it?
That's just how you are, SG.
Shut up, BM, dude.
What? No, but seriously, SG, when you're on stage, like, how do you get into the fucking mode?
Why does he call you SG?
SG.
Bill's not
go.
A comedian, but he's dangerous enough to know the space.
Yeah, from the outside. SG, real quick. SG.
Why does he call you SG?
Where do you get your like inspiration?
Why does he call you SG?
SG, yo. Where do you get your inspiration from as a comedian?
Let me answer, dude. Don't all just right, fucking right. Snap at me. I don't know.
Because I'm down with all that stuff. I know you gotta get reps. Gotta get reps. What else?
It's mostly just getting reps. The podcasting helps.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing that just pisses me off the most, dude, I'm just going to have to fucking say it, is the woke.
I mean, when do you think the pendulum is going to swing
culture.
Back?
Cancel culture.
Yo, what? Can I hit you? Can I hit
who
you?
Who are
with?
You making fun of, by the way? Who no exactly?
Gary V.
Can I hit you with an original joke?
Nice.
Well, yeah.
I burned in Chicago.
Yeah.
You ready for this? Why is that Chi-Town pussy so damn good? It was like, keep it in the freezer. It was like 5 degrees in Chicago.
Nice.
Why didn't that Chi-Town pussy so...
Place must have went nuts.
Dude, it was the first thing I said every
howling,
time.
Probably
dude,
did explode. Howling,
first thing I said, first time. We're going to talk about the craft. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to give you guys.
You want to know what I opened with in
what you do?
Chi-Town at Zany's?
What?
I saw Lori Lightfoot at the restaurant around the corner. She was literally at the restaurant
Chicks
around
a
the corner.
She just got ran over
between
all the time.
Shows. In between shows, she was at the corner, and I was the first thing I opened with was I just saw Lori Lightfoot.
Did she just land on poo?
I mean, I was young as shit. So I was into it, but I mean, that was the first ever full-blown Eagles game.
When was this?
Shane brought me to an Eagles game. What was that? First Monday night?
Monday Night Football.
Ooh,
good nice. Luck ran out.
I've taken you guys to three different sports. You and me went to the NBA game.
Basketball was sick.
That was my, I think that was my first NBA game.
Is that where you fell really? Asleep with each other?
Yeah.
No, we didn't fall asleep with each other. The guy fell asleep.
A couple behind us slept the entire game.
What the fuck, dude?
We didn't sleep next to each other.
Dude, my dad took me to a preseason game. I was a kid. Took me up to the 700 level. I was 10. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Everybody cursing and throwing beer. And like dudes were pissing. And I asked him to take me home. And he wouldn't take me home.
I hit Nitro Circus.
What?
Yeah. I went to Nitro Circus.
That would have been awesome.
It was fucking sick.
How old were you?
I was young. I mean,
what's that?
Nitro Circus.
Is that the truck?
It was in the Tony Hawk documentary where they're all doing backflips.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who took
that
you would there? Have been awesome.
Aunt Trish on Little Danny. No, it was Nitro Circus.
It's okay. Like,
yeah. Like X Games.
Yeah, but there's like dirt bikes, people on fucking skateboards, all sorts of shit.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Also
sick.
Saw Gravedigger.
I just saw Gravedigger this year.
Really?
I saw Gravedigger this year.
How sick is that?
My
shit?
Brother's a big Gravedigger.
It was pretty cool.
Guy.
Really?
Especially WWF live. Sick as fuck.
I saw NXT, which, yeah, I saw the WWF thing. It was fucking awesome.
You ever been to a Demolition Derby?
No.
Those are fucking sick. I went to one in Maryland when I was in like fourth grade, and it was unbelievable.
How nice was the sprint car by Williams?
Oh,
Grove?
That was awesome.
That's,
I want to go to that.
The dirt track, that was fucking
bullshit.
Sick as hell.
We tried. It got winded out.
You tricked me into a fucking haunted house.
No, that was a fun. This is a haunted fucking
house.
This is
I was going to sleep here tonight.
I just think there's like some.
Like this is haunted by like the son of like a pizza shop owner.
Yeah. This
like died from fentanyl.
This isn't good. Whatever is going on down here. It leaves me cold.
Yeah.
To say the least.
This place was not built with love at all.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of meaningless sex going on here. Debauchery.
A lot of masturbation.
But maybe our country will get back on track.
You guys used to whack off a lot back
I
in
did.
Your house, remember?
I once
a day. Yeah. I never went crazy.
I didn't go nuts, but I was a couple. What was your record, though?
Record 5 times and blood started coming out of my dick.
Oh my God.
I was in like
will
fifth
you?
Grade.
That's bullshit.
No. I was
that's
in like
bullshit.
Fifth grade. Dude,
I was probably
can I explain myself?
Blood didn't come out of your dick. Blood was on your dick.
When I first started jerking
off,
I would squeeze my fucking dick.
Oh, maybe,
so by the fifth time, I had blood coming out of my dick, so I stopped. I figured out how to beat it.
What do you mean? You just squeeze it?
I wasn't blessed with the fucking hood, so I didn't. Before I got hit to the skip, I was just fucking pulling my putty, dude.
Wait, so you would squeeze?
I was squeezing it too hard, yeah. Dude, I just started seeing veins in my dick. I was like, what the fuck?
You had no finesse.
I was like fifth grade.
Do you remember when you had clear pubes? Did you have clear pubes for 3 days?
Yeah, I remember them vividly. Pubes?
I don't remember clear pubes.
Dude, I was
like
going to Florida.
You get, like, when they first start coming out. Do you remember when you had
blondies?
Pubes?
I'm talking about blondies. I had blondies, but not clear.
Like clear.
They're like,
dude.
Whatever. I mean, I'm
mine was like
a
lion's mane. I was like a young Simba.
Yeah.
Lines, man.
Mine are like albinos.
I was in like fifth or sixth grade. I was going down to the Florida Keys for a vacation. I would just look at my pews and I was taking a piss.
Hell yeah.
And I would always remember my cousin. It was right about the time where he's like, dude, if your dick's big, you can piss without holding your dick. And I just started being able to. I was like, sweet.
You guys can piss without holding your dick?
Yeah.
But does that mean it's big or does that mean it's just like straight tenus? I've wondered this forever.
Status,
I thought that was tenus.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just what he said.
Tenus, trust me, tenus, you got to aim that. You got to aim it down to get into the bowl because otherwise it's going.
I mean,
high arch.
Fair, yeah. But if it's too dangled, then that's also another problem. Then you got to kind of
too
like,
dangled. Well, nobody's come on.
Some are some must be dangled.
Your dick hole's pointing straight at the ground.
Not my side.
Everybody's
mine.
Dick hole's
got
no, like, no trans. The F to M's they point down.
They give themselves sauces.
I heard.
You guys see the White Lotus?
No.
You guys ever watch that?
Yeah, I watched
that. Have you watched season 2 at all?
No, I saw the first, not the second.
Did you see that guy's dick?
Yes.
Holy shit, dude. Wait, that didn't...
He's under Scandinavian.
That wasn't notable to you?
I mean, it's notable, yeah.
How was your dick? How was your dong compared to that guy's dong, for real?
I've come to grips with the fact that, like, most dudes are jammed about the tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to yoga and I got like little shorts on and stuff.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, when I was younger, I was always jammed like, oh man, look how small my dick is. But there's dudes that dicks get very small.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
There's dudes that guy's from Scandinavia. His dick's down to here from behind.
It was
fucking White
Lotus.
It was
nuts, dude.
It might be a soft 9,
it
soft
was
8.
Nuts, dude. He's he's getting changed.
Also,
by the mirror,
they
you
debunked.
Can see his dick close to his knee. It's hanging down while he's putting shorts on.
That's disgusting.
I was watching it with my fucking girlfriend.
I wonder if it's CGI.
Dude, girls
that was
what
she.
I wonder
you know
if
it's
that.
She claimed. She was like, "It's fake." I was like, "You don't fucking." How many dicks have you seen, lady?
It might be fake.
And then I screamed at her.
There was some big thing on Netflix with that.
It was fun.
That was damage control.
I really do enjoy fucking with her about stuff like that.
That is very fun.
Like, you loved that. What the fuck? Ew.
They hit that on Shameless, too, when I was real young. I used to watch it with my high school girlfriend. And out of nowhere, it was like season like two or three. They just started putting this dude who was always naked with a hog. And I was like, what the fuck?
This one had a, this dude, and this dude's a hunk.
Well, he's Scandinavian.
This dude's
dude,
a hunk with a giant fucking hog.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, seriously.
He's trying to humiliate me. He's making me look like a fucking dumbass when I'm watching TV. It's supposed to be Sunday night HBO.
Yeah, what the fuck? I watched something.